Facts about myself. My full name is Brian Arthur John Smith. I am 4 feet 11¾ inches tall and weigh about 6 stone. I have curly hair, glasses, but nothing else unusual. I have dark brown hair and hazel eyes. I have scars on both my kneecaps. I am slightly above average height. I am skinny and wiry. There is an agreeable solidity about the procession of biographical details, the facts about myself, which march by in my first autobiography, a school project undertaken at the age of 12. It is the literary equivalent of an establishing shot. Let me then recall all this now, 42 years on. My full name is Brian Arthur John Smith, but as the title of this book suggests, I have other names too. I am 6 feet 1¼ inch tall, although you wouldn't think so as I'm a lifelong sloucher. I weigh about 11 stone. I am skinny and might be called wiry by someone trying to avoid using the word skinny. The little hair I have is grey and in my own mind at least has a provocative hint of the curly mass it once was. Following an operation for cataracts, I am now long rather than short-sighted, so I use reading glasses. I cannot recall the last time I was asked the colour of my eyes, but if ever I am, I will surely say hazel, because now as then, it makes me think of Hazel, my mother. One of those scars on my kneecaps is still visible and has been supplemented by another permanent triangular blemish on my elbow, sustained in a misguided attempt to carry a large woman across a gravel car park while drunk. I live with my two brothers and two parents. The younger, Nicholas, 7, goes to Kibrook Park School. The oldest, Richard, 14, goes to this school, Roan. My father is a policeman. My mother is training to be a teacher at Avery Hill. My house is semi-detached and has a garden. It is about the right size. I take size 4 in shoes. The age difference between my brothers and myself remains the same. The younger, Nick, 49, works for the Charity Commission as a civil servant. Richard, 56, was the editor of the British Medical Journal and now works part-time for an American medical company. Both are married with 3 children. My father, known to all as Sid, is dead, and my mother lives alone in Tunbridge. My house, now our house, known technically as a maisonette, is on the ground floor of a huge block of 1930s flats and has a tiny garden. I take size 9 on my left foot and 10 on my right, or possibly it's the other way round. I do not share a bedroom, but I did until 2 weeks ago when I swapped with my elder brother. My father has an ancient black crock of a car. I have between 2 and 6 pence and 3 and 6 pence. I had not shared a bed on a full-time basis for 15 years until 5 years ago when Beth moved in with me. I remember that black crock, and if I were the type of man who had any interest in cars, I would no doubt remember the make. It had a back seat that was wet the day Sid bought it and, inexplicably, never dried. I became accustomed to the sensation of arriving in places with a damp patch on the back of my shorts. I have about £100,000, more if we sold the house. I live about 1¼ miles from school and walk there and back every day. The journey takes me about 30 minutes. It takes me about an hour from getting up to setting off. I have a medium-sized breakfast, but often a big one. Overall, I like school, but I don't like getting up at the ridiculous hour of 7:15. I am currently writing this at home, so the journey to work is a few seconds, but it still seems to take me about an hour and a half from getting up to starting work. I have a medium-sized breakfast, but often a big one. Since I now have diabetes, I try to go easy on the sugar. I still don't like getting up at the ridiculous hour of 7:15. Avoiding early starts was one of my big early ambitions, one that I have, by and large, fulfilled. I am left half of the school football team, and I also like running, swimming, cricket and putting. I am a big head. My favourite hobbies are stamp collecting, reading, writing and many other things. I continued to play football until I got into my 40s, when 90 minutes became longer and longer until one knackered evening I deposited my football boots in a plastic bag outside a charity shop on the way to the pub. I hike in the country, run a little, and go swimming in the sea or tooting Lido if it's hot. In my capacity as captain of the Dusty Fleming International Hairstylist 11, I still play the odd game of cricket in summer, but I no longer putt, and if asked, quote Barry Cryer, I don't play golf, I like women. Sometimes I am a stand-up comic, and you don't get much more big-headed than that. My stamp album is lost, but my favourite hobbies are reading, writing and many other things. My father is a big man with a big nose. He is a policeman. At work, I think he is considered a bit of a laugh. He's practically held together by cups of tea. Since I mentioned twice that Sid is a policeman, I must have been proud of his standing. I remember walking with him one afternoon when he was off duty along Borough High Street, his regular beat, when suddenly I was alarmed to see two drunks shouting and running at us. But they ran to my dad and slapped him on the back, crying, "Good to see you, Sid. Is this your nipper?" Their affection spoke of the kindness he must have shown them at Kennington Nick. If ever there was a nice Bobby, then he was it. When people have said to me that I am like Sid, I am pleased and flattered. Big nose, bit of a laugh, a love of tea. I am, as best I can be, my father's son.